board approved Nemaha as our track project construction manager at risk, basically. We did add on portions to resurface the runways, and we also added portions on to resurface the south high jump pit and to completely replace the north high jump pit, base and all. That did add to the cost. Total project right now is running $887,336.21. We're expecting an NDEQ grant, which should be 25% of the surfacing, or about $24,000. So total project's going to be in the neighborhood of $863,000 with Nemaha. We have $304,000 raised through the track committee. The board would have to pick up the rest of the tab. There's things on here like hauling the asphalt out, and that's like $36,000. A lot of different things that some of the companies in town have kind of talked about possibly doing for us. Well, now we'll have to put the rubber on the road and go find out. And if we can get some of those in-kind donations from companies in town, that would be tremendous. They would be able to write that off as well, and it would help us in the bottom line dollar. It'll go right back to the engineer to develop the final product. They'll get going on it. Our biggest concern at this point is the weather holding up long enough to make this happen. There's a rather lengthy timeline. It takes a while to create the rebar and the post-tension in the concrete, so that'll take quite some time. And then after they pour the concrete, I believe it's a 30-day cure period before they're allowed to surface the track, and that'll be the big deal. If we can get that surfacing done before the weather turns I believe it's under 40 degrees, and right now I believe that's early to mid-October is the average for Alliance, so we'll see if we can get it done before then.